Over the last 20 years, hundreds of thousands of poor peasants have moved into the Brazilian Amazon in a desperate search for farmland. Many of them arrive only to find that rainforest soils cannot sustain the kinds of crops they knew back home, so they end up in a vicious cycle, slashing and burning new areas of forest year after year. Now, a small group of farmers living in the most devastated region of the Amazon is trying an alternative. And, as producer Cecilia Weissman reports, some say it might become a model to stop destruction of the Amazon.
This rutted trail of red mud runs through a jungle thick with vines, brilliant red and orange flowers, and leaves big as umbrellas. Two men, one dressed for the fields, the other for the city, are on their way to a meeting. It's a 10-mile walk, but Marcílio Sorgi and Paulo Schedoni walk it often.
See these abandoned plots here? What happens is that the farmer arrives, opens up 2 acres of land, but the soil is poor, so they have to cut more and more down.
For more than a decade, hundreds of thousands of peasants have been resettled in the rainforest as part of a strategy designed by the Brazilian government to give land to the landless. When the settlers arrive, they don't know how to farm the fragile soils. A few years after they cut down the jungle, the plants they've brought with them from the south deplete the soil and their crops fail. So they move, slashing and burning deeper into the forest. It was the same for Marcílio and Paulo. In 11 years, they had to move 8 times. Finally, they realized they had to do something. So they hitched a ride to the state capital of Rio Branco and went to the Ministry of Agriculture to get help, a loan, an idea, or something. But they were turned away. Flat broke, they ended up spending the night on the cement floor of an ice factory owned by Paulo's cousin.
We said to ourselves, what are we going to do now? Plant coffee, cacao? The market is saturated. So we decided to take the deforested patches that nobody wants and replant them.
The question was how. Paulo and Marcílio decided to try something different, plant crops that were native to the region. One was Brazil nuts, the other two were a white fleshy fruit called copoaçu, and an edible local palm called pupunha, plants barely known outside the Amazon. The next morning, they went to talk with the local bishop, and he said it was a great idea. Maybe together they could raise some money. 6 months later, this group of impoverished farmers became the recipients of $500,000 from a Dutch environmental organization. And HICA, the Association of Small Community Farmers, was born. At the end of the 10-mile trail we've been walking stands a one-room wooden schoolhouse on stilts. 21 farmers, mostly migrants from the south of Brazil, of German, Italian, and Polish descent, blonde and deeply sunburned, have been waiting for Paulo and Marcílio to arrive.
Quanto à formação de muda, para pupunha, quem recebe a pupunha?
In the front of the room, Paulo Schedoni explains the germination process and hands out seeds in plastic bags in which to place the saplings. From his briefcase, he pulls out checklists. They're to keep track of the number of plants that have been germinated and the success rate. With Paulo leading the group, they leave the schoolhouse and walk to a nearby field, recently planted with neat rows of saplings.
I had never even heard of this plant before. We didn't have anything like this where I'm from. Now I am planting them and germinating my own seedlings.
Marcílio nods approvingly. The copoaçu, pupunha, and Brazil nuts alternate, one next to the other, down each row. And as they grow, the taller plants will shade the others. It's key, he says, to making this project work.
We're copying the way the rainforest does it.
In another field nearby, men clear brush from a patch of burned rainforest. The families have divided themselves into groups of 20 members each. They take turns in preparing and planting each other's lands. They've found that community effort is the most efficient way to increase productivity. Lunch call. Paulo and Marcilio join the other farmers for a meal of rice, beans, eggs, and bread. Kilsa da Cunha, one of the women, has been cooking. For years, her family struggled alone against the rainforest. Being part of this community where people cooperate not just with each other, but with the forest, she says, is a blessing.
The project has already helped finance a lot of things. Like the meal you drink here is from the project. We were able to buy a cow and put up fencing. Lots of people say that if they weren't in the project, they couldn't be getting by, not even eating. And what's really changed is that now we have something for our children.
But it's not clear yet what the Association of Community Farmers will be leaving for their children. They've learned to farm rainforest soils, but they haven't yet found markets for their crops. And even if the world develops a taste for copoaçu, which incidentally tastes like peaches and mangoes with a hint of chocolate in one big white fleshy fruit, even with the market, transporting the exotic fruit from the jungle may prove difficult and expensive. And if they want to earn more for their nuts and fruits, the forest dwellers now realize they'll have to process them as well. And that won't be simple. None of them has administrative skills, let alone knowledge of international trade. Paulo, who with third grade behind him is the most educated of the group, has become their representative to the outside, attending classes, consulting with university experts, and bringing the knowledge back to the forest.
O projeto foi criado e eliminando essa parte técnica.
We created our own project, eliminating the outside advisor. We know we must be very careful with government agricultural technicians. We've learned that they trick us a lot. I have to go to classes to learn more and more.
Tenho que participar de estudos.
Marcilio says they've also learned that what they are doing is essential for more than just their own survival.
O Nordeste, não deve chover muito mais que aqui, né?
We've heard about what happened in the northeast of Brazil. There it used to rain a lot, but when they cut down all the trees, they had great droughts. We're sure that the same thing will happen here, but it's going to be much worse. If the trees are cut, a desert will come. We can't let it happen. This is for our future. We have no choice.
I'm Cecilia Weissman, reporting.